Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello, joining me now are two familiar faces from the You Are The Media space. I wanted to say hello, to introduce themselves, and then we'll pick up the conversation. So joining me now, we have Sarah Townsend. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
And a little bit closer to home, Matt King. How are you, Matt?
I'm all right, Mark. You're right.
You always feel so weird. I know I have to do this because protocol tells me to make this feel like an interview, and I have to introduce who we are. But now what we're going to do now is that Sarah's going to share what she does, the whole, and then Matt's going to share what he does. The reason we do this is that when you're coming to Create Today, here is somebody who is a part of it that it could be. Oh, you're Sarah. I listen to you, and it helps build a conversation. That's the reason why we're doing it. I'm going to get Sarah to introduce herself and what she does. Sarah, over to you.
Mark, I think you should have mixed it up with us and got me to introduce Matt and Matt to introduce me. That would have been interesting.
No, I'm not doing any new things. It is trying to coordinate.
So I'm Sarah. I've been a freelance copywriter for 24 years. And I help busy business owners and marketing managers turn their marketing messages and their comms from blah, blah to ta-da. Came up with that slogan quite recently and still pretty pleased with it. Can you tell?
Say again.
What?
Say your strap line again.
I help busy marketing managers and business owners turn their message from blah, blah into ta-da! So basically creating clarity, consistency, getting more eyes on their message and their content. And because I think what happens with when we're running our own business, we think that we're in the best position to write about what we know. We know it inside out. Nobody knows our business better than we do. But when we sit down and try to write about it, the words don't come out in the right order, or we're telling too much, giving too much detail, there's repetition, it doesn't get to the point, you're not really clear on who your audience is. So as well as website copywriting, I take existing web pages, documents, reports, blog posts, whatever that people have written, and I do what is called docu-magic on them. Is this
a trademark word?
No, because there's another company in somewhere like Sri Lanka that's using the same word, annoyingly. But I think the difference is that clients have never, in 23 years, 24 years, clients have never come to me and said, can you copyright this document for me? Or can you edit this document for me? They'll always just come and say, oh, I've had a go at writing this. And, you know, can you work your magic? That's what they always call it. So I just thought I'll start tapping into the feedback that I'm getting and turn it into a thing. And I've created a 10-hour a month package, which has given a select few clients access to kind of time-based billing, which I might be mad doing that because I've been doing this for so long. I'm so freaking fast at what I do. They're getting crazy amounts of value on this 10-hour package. So that's going well. It's a new thing.
Great to hear. And so if you don't know, if you're listening, is how it all links. So Sarah presented and took to the stage at Create Today 2022. So Create Today, the first year that we did Create Today was 2022. Sarah took to the stage and presented. Now moving over from Sarah, and someone who takes to the stage and helps to bind it all together is Matt King, who is going to introduce what he does now. If you knew he was in a guise before, in the world of manufacturing, it's not anymore. Matt?
No, I am not in manufacturing anymore. I do not sell valves. I can now be free to talk about what I want to talk about, which is creativity and being creative, which is what excites me. So I am now the general manager of Yammy App. We're a software development company based in Bournemouth, and we create bespoke business systems. So it's kind of still within, I could still work within the manufacturing industry, but I've got a much broader brush to go and play with in the workplace. I also write a newsletter called The Clique. The Clique are sponsors of Create Day this year. You can find out more at imattking.com/subscribe. That's where my newsletter is. And I'm a firm believer in the fact that creativity and play ignite stronger work. Trademark Mark Masters. There you go.
Look at that. We've all got strap lines. Right, Sarah's done her one, which she needs, which needs to be like if someone kind of connects with Sarah on LinkedIn, it needs to be a little audio that says, telling you work from, what was it, Sarah?
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, ta-da! Ta-da! It needs its own little 5-second little voice. But Matt, right, you shared this one again. Your one, Matt.
I'm a firm believer that creativity and play ignite stronger work.
It's from the heart.
Love that.
Let's move on to this. So the reason, right, this is our little thread. So everyone that comes on board, we have to find a thread. So with Sarah and with Matt, I recognize this. So some of the previous shows that we've had coming into the Create a Day space or to a bigger live work event is somebody's first step. And alongside that comes a sense of trepidation, comes something that feels new, particularly when we spoke to the Creator Lab students last week. I just want to pick up now with, there's two sides to this that I'd kind of like to pick up with Sarah and Matt. Is that it is acknowledging that it is a big step coming into a space for a first time. It's very topsy-turvy out there at the minute, and there's a commitment to come to an event. Travel, stay, time away from work. I don't want to put questions in your head. Do you sense it is tough for people to go to somewhere that isn't online, to an in-person event? Can I get your perspectives, how you look on this? I know you both get involved, but do you see people, it is a big ask.
100%. And I think it's always been a big step. It's always been a confident, brave move that involves trusting the process and trusting that you're going to get the value out of the day or the event. But I think it's become a bigger step for people post lockdown. Because a lot of us, even the extrovert among us, I know I certainly did, I kind of became a bit of a hermit when we weren't allowed to go out. And it took me ages to get back into socializing and doing particularly big events.
Do you think it's still there? Because over there, it's just part of us now, where it is. Because this is the thought I realize. And we did a survey, and it was the biggest thing that's stopping us going out is time. I don't need to go out. You don't need to come. Mm. You don't need to. You can stay at home. Don't have a live version, so what? We don't have a version to watch an online package. You have to get out. You have to go out. You have to meet people, which is why it's easier to just do what we're doing. Let's get the week done. That's that. It's even more of an ask today to step out. Matt, how do you look at that? But I know that you're involved. Well, is that difficult? Or do you know people where it is difficult? You can understand that it is difficult for people to attend and commit.
I want to take you back to when we did the first lunch club after lockdown, and we had it in the Lighthouse. Do you remember that day where we had everyone? It was kind of like a celebration that we'd got through it all together, and then everyone came together at the Lighthouse, and we all went out drinking afterwards. We all had a few drinks. I took my shirt off in the bar and was showing my nipples to Jackie Goddard, but let's not touch on that. It was just a kind of a release moment that we all just kind of went, we're all together again. And I think to allude to the article that you mentioned earlier, Mark, joining in is way more fun. I mean, the pressure's on you to deliver an event. I think the pressure's more on you to deliver an event which is popular for everybody. You're catering to a lot of tastes. For us, we just turn up to an event which we enjoy because we know the people that are going. We know the content that is going to be delivered is going to be good. I think when, especially for you, when you're putting on an event, the pressure is kind of on you to deliver something which is valuable. I'm touching on Sarah's point again, which is the value. But I suppose this is the point of these podcasts, is to showcase that A, everyone who's coming gets something out of it, and B, it's not just about business, it's fun as well. So it is difficult. There is a lot of constraints. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in the world. I mean, cost of living, all this, all the conservative sound bites and all this type of stuff. But ultimately, the investment that we're going to make to come to this event far outweighs the investment. Does that make sense? The return that you're going to get.
That's a good point. That thing of the investment that we make has to be worthwhile. For instance, you know, you're traveling down from Gloucester way, isn't it, Sarah? So there's obviously that trade-off for you, isn't it? Like for you.
I didn't see it.
I've got to pay to travel down. I'm not doing work that day.
I don't see it as a trade-off anymore, having been twice before, three times before.
This will be year three of Create Today, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you've got the bonus of it being a trip to the seaside. Like, who doesn't love a trip to the seaside?
The island thing teed up again, isn't it, eh?
The what?
Brownsea Island teed up for you again.
Yeah, Brownsea Island is on the cards for Friday after it's all happened. That's how I decompress and deal with all the peopling, because there's a lot of peopling going on over the 2 days previous. But I am so looking forward to it. It's the one event that every time it's finished, I feel like there's a big, okay, when are we doing this again next year? And I think it's bigger for me because in some respects, you guys can meet more easily during the year. But if you are making the trip down, there's so much to pull us down there. There's so much of a, you know, make an actual trip of it. Like, I'm lucky enough that I am going to travel down on the Wednesday. I'm going to come to Feld Nights Wednesday night, going to enjoy the event, sea swim Friday. It's a whole thing. It's like a mini holiday.
Forget that. So let me pick up on this. Again, tying in what Matt wrote an article that was about joining in. Hang on a minute. I'm going to get Matt to explain a little bit more again. And then I just want to use a case study with Sarah. Can you share a bit more about the article? Not about the Theo Walcott bit, but just to reiterate some of the main points.
The article was all about joining in is greater than leading something. And because it kind of takes the pressure off, if you're joining in, there's a few reasons why. You're getting the experience of, so for example, I want to run events in the future, but I'm not at the stage yet where I've got an audience, I've got a following big enough or whatever. And I'm kind of nervous about stepping into that space of creating events, but I can join in with you or the media, be exposed to running an event, see the failures, see how things work, see all of the cogs in the background. And I'm getting that experience by joining in. I'm also getting the experience of other people being in the room. I'm networking, I'm building relationships, and all of those people are getting experiences as well. So I'm a firm believer in joining in over leading something at the moment, for me, is a powerful thing. I don't know. Have you ever thought about running events, Sarah?
No, absolutely never. But it does resonate in terms of podcasts. A lot of people have said to me,
oh, yeah,
why don't you have your own podcast? And I say, well, I've guested on 70 plus in the past, well, since Survival Skills for Freelancers came out. So that was June 2020. I've guested on 70 plus podcasts. So that's me piggybacking on, yeah, yours, exactly. Mark's, yours, Jackie's, Trisha's, you know, all people who are part of the community. And that means that I get to sort of piggyback onto their audience. So I take your point completely about joining in being bigger and better and more value added than actually being in that position of having to run it. It's like hosting a party, isn't it? I'd rather go to a party that I wasn't having to host.
Let me pick up on this then. Right. If we're talking about joining in, greatest case study was Sarah Townsend. Let me share this. So, talk about joining in, getting involved. And what we're talking about in this show is about participation is worthy of the investment. It goes beyond money and it goes beyond time. So on Friday morning, we always go swimming in the sea. We're fortunate enough, Mark's got a beach up. And so on the Friday, Sarah come in the sea. He was chucking it down last year. And I felt bad from seeing the look on Sarah's face of going in the sea in blimmin' April. And as we all know, absolutely freezing. So I feel bad for the people that are coming down, going in and having to hold on to someone. But fair play, you did it. That's not comfortable, though, is it?
Oh, no. That's way outside my comfort zone. I am so in awe of you guys who do this day, like not week in, week out, all year round. It blows my mind that you can get in water that's colder than it was last year. It was uncomfortable, but honestly, the camaraderie, the sense of community, the sense of achievement, the kind of dopamine hit from doing it, worth it, hands down, any day.
It's all in the that entire thing of being fortunate enough to do something that is down at the seaside, as well as the perks as well, such as you when you're out finding your red squirrels, isn't it?
Red squirrels, loads of birds over at Brownsea.
It's all
I like to take my camera and my binoculars. And
hey, the other thing as well, just to kind of my just following this thread of talking to two people who are used to it, is this importance to be around like-minded people. And it's just, you know what, I'm going to ask you both a question now to put people's minds at rest, that if they're listening or this is the first time that they're making a trip to Poole, related to what we're talking about, it's just words of comfort from you both. Sarah, what would you say to someone that would say, look, I'm a bit nervous, the place I haven't been to before, maybe I don't know too many people, from someone who's used to it all, to make somebody feel at ease?
It can feel intimidating, but I think one of the things that I try to focus on, if I'm feeling outside my comfort zone, I try to focus on that other person. Because one of my kind of core values, I guess, is curiosity. And I always figure if you can focus on trying to find something that you have in common with the person you're speaking to, it takes the focus out of being in your own head, something that I struggle with a lot. And you can just make these incredible connections with these people. You're like, wow, you know, I'm really nerdy. And I met so many other fellow nerds last year, people who are like Shelley and Imogen, fellow Marvel fans. And we kind of got talking about, you don't have to feel you've got to go there and go, oh, what do you do? Oh, what do I do? It's not like that. It's just a bunch of really great, friendly, warm, welcoming, smart people who are just waiting for you to show up and make you feel part of things.
Thank you. What about you, Matt? Your words of comfort, someone who's thinking, first time for me, I'm a bit nervy.
The first time I rocked up to a You Are the Media Lunch Club, it was at Shelley Theatre. It was the last lunch club before lockdown. Tricia Lewis was hosting, and I remember walking into the room and thinking, God, I know nobody. I knew absolutely nobody. Now I could put names to faces and it'd be just like meeting up with old friends. But the first thing I did, I went to the bar, ordered myself a drink, and I stood there. And then you spotted me from across the room, Mark, and went, ah, it's you, Matt. Come and let me introduce you to these people. You grabbed my hand, walked me across the room, then took me into the old Shelley Theatre, said, look at this place. This is where we do the conference. What I would say is there are now, it's not just you that's doing that. I do it now. There are a lot of people within the room who grab people by the hand who are kind of unsure. There's a few people I could, I'm not going to name check them, so I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. There's a few people that have come to either lunch clubs or the Creator Day who you see them standing by themselves, and there are people who actively go and talk to you. And it's not in a cringy, sofa salesy kind of way. It's a, how are you feeling? You're right? Is there anyone I can introduce you to? What type of stuff are you looking forward to? So despite you not knowing anyone, if you're coming in and you don't know anyone, there will be somebody there who will talk to you. And by all means, come up and say hello to me. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know anyone, you want someone to come and speak to, come and introduce yourself and I'll say hello.
Thank you for that. Hey, you just took me back as well. I'm going back to July 2021, back to when everyone was sitting at the event and you revealing your torso. But it was the days when we all had to stay put on where you were seated. And we all went out afterwards, and everyone had to stay put. No one could move about. God, just think, it was only a couple of years ago. Wow, it feels a lifetime ago. How uncomfortable that was. Right, Sarah, Matt, thank you so much. Let me pause before you say goodbye. So, if you're listening, you haven't jumped in yet, come to creatorday.uk. Come and join in with us at the end of April. Sarah, appreciate your time. Matt, thank you so much for joining in today.
Absolute
You're
pleasure.
welcome. See you soon.
See you soon.